The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 1, A Wind to Shake the Stars. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution, when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. But most of the citizens of that vast empire of a million star systems took little notice of this tremendous conflict, at least at first. On the desert planet Tatooine, as on countless other worlds, life goes on while great events are shaping the future of a galaxy. Here, amid the endless sands and the dune seas, the hostile wastes and barren lands, human beings struggle and endure. And here, too, men and women laugh and cry, hope and dream.
So don't just dream about applying for the Academy. Make it come true. You can find a career in space. Exploration, Starfleet, or merchant service. Choose from navigation, engineering, space medicine, contact liaison, and more. If you have the right stuff to take on the universe and standardized examination scores that meet requirements, dispatch your application to...
Screening Office, care of the Commandant, Imperial Space Academy, your sector, and join the ranks of the proud.
Oh, I'm out here in the tech dome, Windy.
Hey, Skywalker, come on. Everyone's over at the power station. We're going out to Beggar's Canyon. My hopper's acting up. Something's wrong with her thrust bias, so I'm going to ride with you.
Sure. How'd you get here?
My folks came over in the land speeder to see your uncle and aunt, and I hitched a ride.
Oh.
What are you acting so guilty about?
Huh? Oh, nothing.
Uh-huh. Come on, let's see that tape, hey, Skywalker.
Will you come on?
Yes, me that. Come
cut
on,
it
Skywalker.
Out, Windy. Aha! Applicants information packet. Imperial Space Academy.
Will you stop it?
Aha, you're still seeing Novas, huh, Luke? Looks like this tape's been played a few thousand times.
Give it back!
The great Luke Skywalker, hero of the universe. When are you gonna grow up, Luke? You're a farm boy, just like me.
Hand it over, Windy, or I'll take it.
Okay, here. Take it. What are you getting so touchy about? Come on. Get your skyhopper going. I'll roll back the dome.
Why'd your folks come over, anyway?
Oh, to talk about the moisture harvest, complain about crop prices. Who cares? I guess it's a mercy visit, you know?
Yeah. Aunt Beru's always eager for company. Even Uncle Owen is. But he'd never admit it. Well, get in, Windy. Time's wasting. I don't expect to have another whole free day till the moisture harvest is in.
Sounds smooth, Luke.
Yeah, I worked on her all day yesterday.
Well, listen, if you're planning on doing any racing, you can count me out, Skywalker. Tatooine is no academy, and you're no star pilot.
Not yet, anyway. Well, I adjusted the thrust sequence for extra boost. You better hang on to your seat.
Fixer!
What?
Skywalker's here.
So what? Don't bother me with small fry. Where's the juice? I'm thirsty.
Here, catch one.
Hey, everybody.
Where's the party?
Wherever I am, Luke. Right, Cammy?
Correct, lover.
Hey, boys. Guess what Skywalker was doing?
Hey.
Sitting in the tech dome playing an Academy recruitment tape.
What's not?
You never change, Skywalker. Is that all you want out of life? To parade around in a fancy uniform?
So what do you want that's so much better, Fixer?
Yeah, you watch it, boy. Just because you got lucky on a couple of crummy tests, that doesn't make you some kind of junior space explorer.
I never said I was any.
You know what
than...
I did back when they made me take those exams?
What?
I walked in, filled out my name, and walked out again.
Right.
I showed them.
Yeah. Yeah, just because he can answer fancy trick questions and do school book flight maneuvers, he thinks it makes him better than us.
Yeah, Luke. Mm-hmm. So you happen to qualify. So what? What do you think you are, Biggs or something?
Yeah, he just wants to go to the Academy because Biggs did. He always was his hero.
Yeah, I'd like to go to the Academy. Why shouldn't I?
Because it's for suckers, Skywalker. They want to stick you into a uniform and give you orders. At least here at the power station, I'm my own boss.
Anyway, my father says the Empire's just recruiting more people into the academies so they can draft them into the Starfleet.
Do you think anybody out there cares about Luke Skywalker?
Well, if you leave home, nobody knows you.
Hey, where is the juice?
Here it is.
So, what's on the program for today, Fixer?
Speedruns, Skywalker. Speedruns.
Oh?
Let me see how much time I can shave off the back stretch.
There's no way you can cut much more time off your lap, Fix. Hmm? You're almost matching Biggs' best time around Beggar's Canyon as it is.
Yeah, well, Biggs isn't here, and I am. I'm as good as he ever was.
Oh, yeah, well, then why don't you thread the stone needle like Biggs did?
Luke.
That ought to take 5 seconds or better off your time.
And Biggs is the only one who ever flew through it at racing speed. Is that what you're saying?
I was just saying that if you want to improve your score, you're
gonna crazy, Luke. Why don't you guys go buzz the Womp Rats and take a few pot shots at him? The speedrun stuff is gonna get somebody killed.
Hey, what's the matter, Cammy? You don't think I can do it?
No.
Listen, anything the great Biggs Darklighter could do, I can do.
I never said you couldn't, Fixer.
Yeah, nobody was knocking you, Fixer.
Besides, I don't need any shortcuts. Hey. You want to try and keep up with me?
Oh, Fixer.
Huh?
What, me?
What are you scared, Wormy?
Yeah. All right.
Oh,
you're on.
Crazy.
Ooh, boy, Wormy against the Fixer. That's going to be a slaughter.
Well, then you can ride with Fixer, Deke. What are we waiting for, boys? Let's go.
Fixer. Come back here, Fixer. I want this to stop right now.
Skywalker, see you in the tight spot.
Hey, I couldn't find those macro binoculars anywhere.
Never mind, Windy. Buckle up. Hey, what are you doing? Standing in for Biggs. Brace yourself.
Here we go. One run down the back stretch, Skywalker, whenever you're ready.
Hey, wait a minute. You and Fixer in the bottleneck together? Count me out.
Well, jump.
Call it even with me, Skywalker, and we'll let her rip.
Yeah.
Okay, hit it!
Oh. Look out!
Will you shut up and keep... Oh, no, you distracted me, Windy. Now Fixer's got the lead.
Let him keep it. I want to live.
How does my afterblast feel, Luke?
Too narrow to get past him.
Whatever you do, don't go for altitude. Don't go for altitude. The crosswinds will smash us right into the canyon wall.
Just make yourself comfortable back there, far boy. It'll all be over in a minute.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Hey, you idiot, you took the wrong turn. You're headed for the stone needle.
Yeah, I bet we shaved 5 seconds off our time.
You're gonna kill us both.
There's no going back now. Stay gripped, Windy.
We made it. Windy, open your eyes. We made it.
I'm alive. I don't believe it.
Hey. Your stabilizer's gone.
Oh, I can hold her. We've still got to cross that finish line.
You'll crash us.
Here we go. I told you I could bring her in. Hey, Windy, we won. We won.
Won? Luke, you're crazy. Crazy. I'm riding home with one of the others. You're just an accident looking for a place to happen.
Oh, Biggs. You should have been here.
Luke? Luke, are you up yet? Breakfast is ready.
Morning, Aunt Beru.
Good morning, dear. I'm afraid your uncle's in a big hurry today. He says things are still behind schedule. Come on now, eat your breakfast before it gets cold.
Okay. But I don't think the desert's going anywhere.
No, it'll still be there, Luke. If we don't get things ready for the season in time, that's all it'll be, a desert. I want some hard work today.
Yes, sir.
Keep an eye peeled when you're out. There are reports of sand people. I want you to see what you can do with the units up on the South Ridge. I expect them all to be running 100% and smooth before the day's end.
But, Uncle Owen, those evaporators are 10 years old. They should have been replaced a long time ago.
Well, you can get them functioning up to specs if you roll up your sleeves and quit your daydreaming. Look, I need a farmhand who'll pitch in, not a nephew with his head in the stars half the time. You pull your weight today or there'll be trouble.
Owen! Come on, finish what's left before it gets cold, both of you. Luke, dear, I put your lunch in the land speeder so you wouldn't forget it.
Thanks, Aunt Beru. Well, I guess I better get going.
Take the treadwell with you.
But that old droid's in worse shape than the evaporators, Uncle Owen. What about getting some new droids?
Oh, just what I need. Another expense.
But with another droid or two, we could keep the whole farm at peak efficiency right through the harvest. Look, I can check around Toshi Station and Anchorhead, and there'll probably be a Jawa sandcrawler passing through any time now. Maybe they'd have something we could use.
Luke, give over your daydreaming and do your share, and we won't need any droids. I never let you want for anything, have I? Huh? Mm-hmm. Well, then, young fella, the least you can do is show some gratitude.
Oh, Lars! Oh, and we could use a little more help. A droid that spoke domestic bocce could help me round the house, too, when you didn't need it.
Oh, well.
Luke, goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, Emperor. I'll do my best with those evaporators, Uncle Owen.
Honestly, Owen, I don't know what gets into you at times. Luke's never asked us for a thing. He works as hard as any farmhand. He could have gone off on his own long ago, and you know that.
Beru, with his mind wandering half the time, he's never going to make his way in life.
But you can't begrudge him his dreams. A person has to have their dreams. I've never once complained about living out here or hardly ever seeing other people or going without when the moisture harvest was bad, have I?
Now, see here, Mrs. I never said to you...
Owen, even to the young people over at Anchorhead, Luke is an outsider. He hasn't had a close friend since Biggs went to the academy.
I don't want him coming to harm, Beru. I want what's best for him.
I know that, Owen. But it wouldn't hurt to tell him so.
Well, I'll be most of the day on those condensers in the upper basin. Won't be home till evening, I expect.
I'll have supper waiting, Owen.
Hey, Treadwell. Come hold this junction plate in place while I torque it down, will you? That's it. That ought to do it. Now, let's give this old relic a try. Nothing. Boy, how does Uncle Owen expect me to keep these junk heaps running? Treadwell, clamp these two leads together while I splice them. No, you idiot. Will you use your insulated arm? Release! Release! Back off! What I wouldn't give to be on another planet. Any planet. Uncle Owen's not going to like this a bit. Now I've got two major overhauls on my hands. Treadwell, get over to the land speeder. If we don't get those new droids now, we'll be in real trouble for the moisture harvest. Well, the sky is still clear anyway. At least there's no sandstorms blowing up. Maybe we can have things ready, but... Hey, what's that up there? What? I know you don't know, you maniac. Where are my macro binoculars? What? I know I left them in there someplace. Ah, here they are. Now, let's see. Yeah. There's two ships out there, all right. Two of them at least. And they're firing on each other. Well, it's incredible. Boy, they're really going at it out there. Come on, Treadwell. Get yourself over to the lamps, Peter. I've got to get into Anchorhead and tell Fixer about this. Well, get it in gear, will ya? Okay, stay put then. I'll pick you up on the way home.
Hey,
Cammy, did I just hear a young noise blast in here?
Come on, Wendy's got a shot to make and there's money riding
on
it. Come on, shape it up, you guys. Wait till you hear what
hey,
I just...
we got company, Luke.
What? Biggs! Hey. When did you get back from the academy?
So the two shooting stars are reunited at last. I'm so thrilled to be here for
I just got in on the shuttle. I wanted to surprise you, Luke. You know, I thought you'd be here when I arrived. I forgot you have the harvest coming up.
Hey, but how come you're back so soon? Didn't you get your commission?
Sure. Hey, I got it. The academy accelerated our courses. It seems the Empire wants the commercial space lines expanded as soon as possible.
Wow. You ought to drop the Emperor a thank you note, Biggs. That's the only way you could have gotten out of that academy.
Yeah. Signed on with the starship Rand Ecliptic. Third mate Biggs Darklighter at your service. Hey, how's this for a snappy salute?
Well, I hope you fly a ship better than you salute.
Oh, Luke, what do you know? I think Biggs looks just fabulous in his uniform.
Yeah. Biggs just had to come back and say goodbye to all us planet-bound simpletons.
Hey, wait a minute, I almost forgot. Drop the game and come outside quick. You guys have got to see something. There's a battle going on beyond the atmosphere.
When are you
going
to stop seeing things and grow up, Skywalker? Uh-huh. Space battles, what a jerk.
Biggs, I didn't just imagine this one.
Well, if you say so, Luke. Hey, Deke, turn off that game.
Oh, it's 25.
And it'll still be here when we get back.
Oh, here we go again.
Captain Skywalker has sighted the enemy again, sir.
And is advancing to the rear.
Right.
Right outside.
Let's see. Yep, they're still there. I counted two earlier. Here, Biggs, you take the macro. Okay. See for yourself.
Well, will do.
What do you think, Biggs?
I'm afraid that... Yeah, that's no battle up there, Luke.
What?
Here, Cammy. Yeah, it's probably just a tanker fueling a freighter.
Nah, it's the Rebellion, right, Luke? All the way out here on the backside of nowhere.
But there was a lot of firing before. I swear there was. I saw it.
Well, then why would they still be holding position over Tatooine?
Oh, Luke, they're not doing a thing up there. Firing my foot. Here, take these things back.
Hey, Cammy, be careful with those.
Don't worry about it, Luke.
These cost me a half season savings.
She told you not to worry about it, Wormy.
Hey, Fixer, the show is over. Haven't you got work to do?
Come on, Cammy.
What? Are you just gonna let him...
I said, come on. So long, guys.
Now, they're right about one thing, Luke. The rebellion against the Empire is a long way from here. You know, I doubt the Imperials would bother with this system.
But I could have sworn I saw...
Hey, come on, I tell you what. Let's take a spin on that land speeder of yours, huh? I'd like to take one last look at Beggar's Canyon. Yeah, you know, for old time's sake.
Sure, Biggs. Boy, you should have been there the other day when we ran the canyon.
Yeah?
You know, old Fixer started bragging about how he could do anything that Biggs could do, you know. So I said, hey, you're so smart, why don't you... Yeah, and Fixer just pretended it never happened. Of course, my skyhoppers busted up pretty bad.
Oh, I'm sure that made your uncle happy.
Ooh, you have no idea. I'm grounded for the rest of the season.
Nah, you ought to take it a little easier, Luke. Ah. I mean, even if you are the hottest gully jumper this side of Mos Eisley, you keep it up, buddy, and one day, whammo, you'll be nothing but a dark smear on a canyon wall.
Hey, why'd you want me to come out to Beggar's Canyon anyway?
Like I said, old time's sake. I mean, who knows when I'll be back this way, right? Huh?
I guess. Well, there it is. The old stone needle.
Wow.
You know, you can see practically the whole canyon from this part of the rim.
Yeah. I don't know how I lived through all the crazy stunts we pulled down here.
Remember some of those? Boy, we had the hopper now. We could give those womp rats a surprise.
Oh, sorry. No, I am now valuable property. Keeping in mind the expense of cadet training, all graduates shall refrain from unnecessary risk-taking.
You? Do they happen to know how many stabilizer veins you've been up on the back stretch down there? Or how about the time you almost wiped out the stone needle?
I figured it was better not to mention those to my piloting instructors.
Boy, it hasn't been the same since you left, Biggs. It's been so quiet.
I'll bet.
Yeah, you were always number one around here, Biggs. You were the one who made things happen.
Well, it's a big galaxy, Luke. At the Academy, everybody was number one back where they came from. All of a sudden, I was just a face in the crowd.
Yeah, but you made it, Biggs. You're gonna see all those places we used to talk about.
Yep. Luke, did you ever wonder why we're friends?
Huh?
The rest of them, back at Anchorhead. They'll never leave Tatooine. Maybe never get as far as Mos Eisley. Have you ever thought about that?
Well, not exactly like that, I haven't.
Fixer's just smart enough to know he's better off being a big noise in a small room. Cammy's dumb enough to think she's made the prize catch hereabouts, and Windy's nothing but a follower, and Deke's the follower of a follower.
But what are you saying, Biggs?
You will make it off Tatooine, Luke, and they know it. That's why they won't accept you.
Huh. Well, they're not so bad. I don't really mind them.
Then how come you work so hard at being the hottest pilot around, huh?
Well,
hey, did you see that? Off on the far side of the canyon.
Where? Sand people!
You got your macros?
Yeah, right here.
Yep. Three Banthas and it looks like five Tusken Raiders.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're moving out towards the wastes.
Hey, I'm supposed to keep a watch out for them at the farm. My uncle said there'd been some sightings around here.
No.
I should get back.
Hey, I don't think it's anything to worry about.
Well, that's a little excitement for your visit.
You only think this planet's boring because you've never been anywhere else, Luke. Luke, I didn't come home just for a visit. If I don't come back, I wanted somebody to know.
What? Well, know what? Honestly, Biggs, will you stop being so secretive?
Luke, I made some friends at the Academy.
Yeah?
And one of them will be on the Rand Ecliptic with me. At our first port of call in the inner systems, we're going to jump ship and join the Rebel Alliance.
But that's crazy. You could wander around forever trying to find them. Look, the Empire can't even find
them.
Well,
if we don't find the Rebels, then we're going to do what we can on our own. I'm not hanging around to get drafted into the Imperial Starfleet. The Rebellion's spreading, Luke, and I want to be on the side I believe in.
Yeah, and I'm stuck here.
But I thought you were going to the Academy next term.
I had to cancel my application. You know, the sand people acting up again.
Come on, Luke! Your uncle could hold off a whole Tusken raiding party with one blaster. One of these days, buddy, you've got to separate what seems important from what is.
But the farm's just about to start paying off. Look, Uncle Owen needs me for one more season. Biggs, I can't just run out on him and Aunt Beru now.
Uncle Owen, Aunt Beru, first it's sand people, now it's the crop. Meanwhile, your application's been canceled, Luke. Canceled. Luke, listen to me. Your uncle uses that I fed you and brought you up line to keep you here. Can't you see that?
Biggs, my aunt and uncle are the only family I've got. They're all I've got. I don't care what you or anybody else thinks about me. I can't let anything happen to those
Luke,
two.
Luke, I didn't mean to.
I'll go on. Find your rebellion. You don't think I'd like to leave? You think I like staying behind?
No, I never thought that, Luke.
Well, that's how it sounded. Here, I'll let you off by the power station.
Thanks for the ride, Luke.
Yeah, sure.
Luke, I had a friend at the Academy. He helped me through the way I used to help you. Just before graduation, I heard he got picked up during a roundup of rebel suspects. And they said he died in interrogation.
You've changed, Biggs. You've changed a lot.
I have been doing some thinking, Luke. But you're the same as ever. Hey, tell me, Are you still keeping a lookout for that dream girl you used to talk about?
Well, I don't know her if she passes by. Biggs, I'm sorry about what I said back there.
Yeah, me too. Hey, just let's forget it.
Yeah. Will you be around long?
No, I'm leaving on the morning shuttle.
Looks like there's a wind kicking up.
Wind's rising all over the Empire, Luke. Even Tatooine will feel it sooner or later.
I guess we'll be seeing you for a while.
Oh, maybe someday. I'll be watching for you.
Listen, next season, I'm going to be going to the Academy for sure. No, I am. Take care of yourself.
So long, Luke.
Biggs.
Yeah?
Do you really think those ships out there were just freighters?
Well, not if you say they were firing, Hotshot.
With an abruptness he will find difficult to believe, Luke Skywalker's life is about to change beyond his wildest dreams as he swept up in the bitter war between Rebel Alliance and Empire. And soon, a captive princess's desperate plea for help, the final quest of a legendary hero, and the key to the Empire's most awesome weapon will be decided by the actions of a young farm boy from Tatooine. Star Wars, Episode 1 by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Cale Brown as Biggs, Anne Garrity as Aunt Beru, and Thomas Hill as Uncle Owen. The series was directed by John Madden, with sound mixing and post-production by Tom Vigley. Music by John Williams. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Story editor for the series was Lindsay Smith. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. Executive producer was Richard Toscan. Executive producer for Lucasfilm was Carol Teitelman. Star Wars was presented by National Public Radio in association with KUSC-FM Los Angeles with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.